This is Dan with Ozark Radio News. I am here talking with Emily Gibson, who is the planning director of West Plains, and Dustin Harrison, the building official and zoning administrator of West Plains. We're here to talk about a few different updates that are going on within the West Plains area, including some construction that may or may not be taking place fairly soon on St. Louis Street, as well as overpass development and even some economic development. So we've got quite a variety of different things to talk about today. Emily, you want to go ahead and start us off on some of that construction?
Yeah, you bet. As everybody knows, we're working on the overpass at US 160 there on Independence Drive. We're really excited about that project. It's been about 15 years, it feels like, in the making that we've been trying to get this project accomplished. And right now we're at the this close stage for the project. So we're finalizing some land negotiation agreements and things like that for right-of-way we need, some MoDOT requirements that we need to check some boxes. And we're very excited that we're this close to being able to get that project where it's getting ready to go to bid, hopefully this summer, so that way we can get started on it. My goal has been that by the end of this year, we start to see some dirt moving. We start to see some actual progress that people can drive by and know something's going on. But we're really excited about that project. Our expected completion is the end of 2024 for that. Right now we're on track. We're really working hard with our funding agency partners right now, which includes both public and private dollars, includes city dollars, to try to make that happen. Given all these new, you know, issues that we're having with construction timelines and the length that it's taken people to get, you know, materials in, budgets kind of going out of control, and, you know, those kinds of things. So we're working really hard to make sure we're doing our due diligence. And
supply chain got us too.
That's exactly right. You know, and we've seen that happen throughout the state and a lot of other projects, especially MoDOT projects. And so we're working really hard to make sure that we're doing our due diligence to make sure everything's in line and where we expect it to be. And so far, so good. We're on track to land about where we expected. So like I said, so hopefully in the next few months, we'll have everything wrapped up. We need to have wrapped up. We'll be able to award a bid to a contractor. Several months, we'll be hopefully moving some dirt and seeing some progress.
Now, out of some personal curiosity here, I was thinking about this as I was listening. Do you think that this will impact access to Old Airport Road very much?
No, actually, the overpass will end right near Old Airport Road. So as far as the actual, it might feel like there's more traffic in and off of Old Airport Road, but no, it shouldn't actually affect that. That's about the landing zone for it. So we expect that to be pretty well interrupted. The overpass itself is really going to help support all of the industry that's over there in that industrial park complex. All of those industries that are on that side, their trucks are going to be able to more safely now pass through and travel through that area without having to worry about the at-grade crossing there at the railroads. We've been very fortunate to have the support of all our partners. You know, we've included all those entities in our conversations as we were preparing the grants for this project. And so we're very excited about what this could do for everybody in that region.
Well, that's a project that everybody's kind of known a little bit about. I think it's been in everyone's at least tertiary field of vision, you know. But St. Louis Street, this is something I didn't know about before you came in. And that I feel like could have a pretty big impact for people as well. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Sure. Another project we've been working on actually for about 10 years now has been channelization of Howl Creek through the city. Widening the channel, improving the bridges and the flow of access where we know we have bottlenecks when water comes through town. This was really made very apparent with the 2017 flood of exactly where those places were. Kind of always those silver lining moments. You know, unfortunately, when you have disaster, that's when you also get everybody's attention. And we were able to get a lot of grant funding eligibility because of the 2017 disaster that allowed us to start doing some of these projects that we have had planned for a while, we just didn't have the funding for. And one of those is the St. Louis Street Bridge replacement. Right now, that bridge just isn't built right to be able to support water really effectively flowing through, and definitely not flowing through at the right volume for what we actually see come at that point of the creek. So we're going to be able to correct that with a bridge that's appropriate, sized appropriate for that, as well as make some street improvements on either side of where that bridge is right now. We're finalizing our plans for the actual project. We had a little revision in some of the work we needed to get done. CDBG is going to be funding that project 100% at $2.5 million. So we're thrilled about having the opportunity to do that. But as a result of that, we have to have their approval for any slight adjustment to the plans. And that's what we're working on right now. But the plan for 2023 is that we'll be replacing that bridge to help improve, you know, hopefully help improve traffic flow through there a little bit, with a little wider road, a little better crossing. But more importantly, really, channelizing that stream underneath it and giving it a better place for water to go.
Do you have any kind of an ETA for start to finish times on that?
We don't right now, unfortunately, because we'd be a little bit ahead if we weren't seeking a slight revision to those engineering plans. That's what we've got right now. They're in review process. We're expecting to hear any day on a green light for those plans. Once we get that, then we'll be able to go out to bid for the project.
So do you think that actually might get started sometime before the end of this year?
Yeah, the goal is that project is a 2023 project. So hopefully we get everything in line and in ducks in a row, and we'll be working on that before the end of the summer.
Very cool. Two big traffic things to look out for in West Plains. I guess now we turn over to economic development updates with Dustin here. Dustin, what have you got for us?
Well, I tell you, I've just kind of been in the whole building scene for a long time, and I'm always excited to look at the building numbers and comparisons from years past. So it's kind of exciting to see what we're doing this year. We're about double of what we were doing last year in the terms of construction costs. So currently we're about $3.6 million over where we were last year for housing starts. This is not only housing, but also commercial buildings and retail too. So one of the things that we look at is it's kind of a three-year trend when we're talking about these numbers. But with the downturn in the economy and the higher interest rates, you would expect a lot more of a slow on the residential side, but we're still seeing a good, strong market for that. One of the fun things that I've gotten to do over the past year that I was talking with you and Emily about prior to this is doing economic development for the city. So, you know, without getting into too much detail, there's a lot of exciting things being planned. There's a lot of people looking at our city. And so that's a good thing when you're doing this job, and hopefully it creates more revenue and jobs in the area.
What are some things that you might be able to kind of tease at us right now?
That's always the million-dollar question.
It is.
Yeah, so some things are very sensitive. We've got, obviously, you know, the Ashley Furniture Store just opened up in the Southern Hills District, and there's some utility relocations going on in that area to help facilitate some of the growth, that sector of town, which is a large retail market for us as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you think that most of the development is going to be on the south side of town then?
I would think the majority you're going to see retail-wise would probably end up on the south side. Not saying it's completely there, because we've got folks looking at the north end of town and just all over the place, really.
Well, and I guess Emily and Dustin both, while I've got both of you here, we've kind of talked about that 10-year plan that you guys have for the city, and a lot of this kind of circles back into that. But I'm kind of wondering, just out of a personal curiosity, and maybe even to answer questions for anyone who might be listening, how do you sort of expect the growth of the city to kind of change within that plan and with some of these plans that we've just talked about?
Well, I'll start, and Emily might want to finish this one too, but part of that plan is the economic market analysis, and that gives us projections for years to come. And it also gives us guidelines and decisions to make in terms of planning. So what we need to do is plan for the future. So we need to make these improvements, whether it be infrastructure, retail, you name it, to facilitate that growth. Do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I think to add to that, we've used the kind of the metaphor a lot of, it's like building a house, right? You don't start building a house with the blueprints. You start with the vision of what you want the house to look like at the end. And so what we're hoping that the comprehensive plan really provides for us is that real vision for what the community and for what kind of our expert analysis are telling us. This is what makes sense for this area and for kind of the direction that the feedback we're getting from public input and things like that looks like. Then we can kind of create that roadmap, like Dustin said, of how do we get there? You know, we can sit in our offices all day, or we can be driving around town all day and think about, we think this is a good idea for something to happen here. But, you know, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we're being really responsive to what the community wants, residents want, people that are coming here to work, shop, play want. But then also what makes sense, and are we putting things in the right location? So, you know, everybody may want a certain thing, but we want to make sure that we're also putting it in a place that makes sense. And a big part of that is not just the end product of what goes there, but how do we support the things that go there with our infrastructure, with our heavy planning, when we talk about utilities and sewer and water and those kinds of things. And so kind of piggyback too on what Dustin said earlier about Southern Hills, you know, one thing the city's really working on right now is really working on some infrastructure support to make sure that that region is prepared for continued growth and development. If we start seeing new construction in that area, and we know we already have a housing development that's getting ready to start work in that area with the Garner Villas project. But then also where are other places that we need to be able to provide that same infrastructure support, whether it's downtown, north of town, these other areas that we know need some additional work, support, resources, things like that. We want to make sure we're doing the right thing in the right place. And the comprehensive plan is really, even the rough draft materials that we're starting to see internally are already starting to really paint a very clear picture of this is what we need to be working on. And the good thing for us so far is that really it's kind of reinforcing what we've already been doing. So it's been kind of nice and reassuring to get that information back because it feels like, oh, maybe we actually are headed the right direction already.
Not disconnected from your crowds.
And not just, yeah, not just completely starting over with anything. And so we I think we're already doing a really good job of that. And this is just going to give us a better, more solid plan to continue to make those decisions based on. I'm very big on data-driven decision-making. That's why, you know, Dustin always brings report numbers and knows his kind of statistics for what he's doing. And we're getting a lot of that back from the work that's being completed for the comprehensive plan. We're really hoping that we're making good strategic long-term decisions that are really what area residents really do want us to be doing.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I've talked about this before with other people, maybe even with Mike whenever he's mm-hmm. coming to talk with me at different points. But there is this kind of universal law that if you're not growing, you're shrinking.
Right.
And it seems like West Plains is growing, but there can also be unchecked growth, which isn't good either. But it sounds like you guys have a pretty good handle on things so far. Kind of looking forward to seeing some of these projects. But I would say the sound of all of this, in order to summarize, is that there is a lot of growth and potential for growth, but it sounds like it's also very optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that that's correct?
Yep. Yeah, I think we're, like Dustin said, I think we're really trending the right direction. I think that what we've seen, despite some of the challenges that we've had with the economy or online sales and different things like that, we're seeing kind of a resurgence. And what's really exciting going through a process like the Comprehensive Development Plan really is seeing the excitement of people to really engage and really invest in wanting to do more and do things better. We don't have a lot of people we talk to that want to just tell us what to do and then stand on the sidelines. We've got a lot of people that are showing up for meetings, mm-hmm. that are calling our offices, that we're meeting with out in the public and in the community, that are really vested in this. There's a lot of grassroots excitement about what the potential for West Plains is. And we at the city as an organization are just very excited to be able to be a part of that and help support it and do what we can to make people want to continue to be here and become the community that everybody wants us to be.
Well, thanks for talking with us, Emily. Dustin, I'm sure you guys will have some more updates as we go. You guys will keep us informed on that, right?
We will do what we can. You bet. Always glad to come talk, Dan.